Do you feel like your writing's changed since you've gotten involved in theater? You know, being a stage director, have you seen the writing process change?
It definitely has changed because I think differently about where I am, the setting, the conversation, who the audience might be in poetry. I definitely have to think about those things when it comes to playwriting and how you're going to express yourself with your vocabulary and grammar and being diligent about punctuation and being concise. So I definitely have applied the playwriting into the poetry and vice versa. So that has definitely been a positive. My dad, unfortunately, he has passed, but he was the big reader, and he had poetry books that I actually still have, and we would have to read poems and learn them, read them out loud to him, and then he had us recite them on demand. So when you are exposed to different poems and people, and you know, we're 6-7 years old, my brother and I, and we are getting exposed to different vocabulary and delivery of the words and trying to figure out what they mean. And when they say words matter, they do matter. And that's a foundation block of my past. And jumping forward to today, where I'm definitely not 6, although 6 is a number in my ultimate age of more than a few times, that is, you know, your past creates your future. So it was definitely, you know, again, you don't know why you're doing it, may not necessarily have loved it, but thankfully your parents know. In my particular case, absolutely they knew.
Wow, it's 6 or 7. Oh my gosh. Well, final question would be the future. Obviously, I think all of us are in a weird space about the future now. There's still so many unknowns. And yet, I deeply appreciate the way that you've continued Outliers on Zoom. I've gone to some really beautiful ones. And what's great is, like, it always feels like a reunion. So whether it's on Zoom, whether it's not, whether you're talking about theater or whether you're talking about Outliers, what would your future dreams be in terms of what you want to create, how you want to continue encouraging people in the Capital Region with creative life?
Well, the future is now, Meg. I shout out to Jim Gilbert of Nippertown.com by way of Chad Koenig of Chad from Albany, and he owns Koenig Games, which is a trivia company. Chad, I've known forever. He's a friend, and he's a music guy who is in depth about his knowledge, and he's going to be writing for Nippertown. He referred me to Jim Gilbert, who is now running Nippertown.com. So I'm writing about poetry and literary happenings in the Greater Capital District. And I appreciate, again, another avenue to speak about poetry, reach a whole new set of people who are out here in the Capital Region. Hopefully some of them will be part of Outliers. And I, you know, again, love the fact that the creativity will be different, but it'll still be active. As for theater, I want to get on stage, but we're outside right now, and you never know where I'm going to pop up and do some theater. So that's what I'm thinking. I want to get on a stage, but again, with all the rules and regulations, that might not be for a little bit, but you never know, Meg. I'm looking to be out there and get back to it. So I hope that people will indeed stay tuned.
I'm looking at this sunny day and thinking, Carol could do outdoor theater, you know? That's my dream. So before you go, would you mind reading us one of your poems?
Stay Woke is a companion piece to Be Woke that's in the first book, which is Whole Fat and Gluten-Free Poetry. The books are available at local bookstores, including the Bookhouse at Stuyvesant Plaza, as well as Market Block Books in Troy. And, of course, they're available at Amazon.com. Staying woke is not a cloak you can don to prove to your spouse and spawn that you are down with the cause, except when the cause interrupts your street or the backyard with your peep. Sipping and flirting, conversing on the topics, a vacation looms in the tropics. But it ain't no joke to stay woke. It's a new day, and you have to brandish your mind like a sword to slay through the faux facts and understand that you can't relax, that you have to run the gauntlet and simultaneously double check the facts from both sides of the fence that's chain linked, razor wired, invisible, and immense. Why is their perspective a different motive or objective? It's pathetic that we are diverse and adverse, should agree to disagree, yet continuously kowtow to our media masters that steer us faster, sheepishly towards disaster, without our lobes engaged in a thought brigade toward a victory parade. It's a charade. To stay woke is like a grenade. Handle with care or stay impaired. Ammunition thwarts manumission. Find your people who may not look like you, but are resourceful, remorseful, and willing to work toward a new policy, pedagogy, and ideology. While not wanting to be identified as a vegan or a man or a cis or a trans, but willing to battle with you towards the goal to get past the antiquated laws and thoughts that keep certain people down and out with doubt, no spouse, partner, and house. Learn that you can live without your hand out. You can work and build your own spot for your collectibles and tend to your fire and share the spark. To climb the mountain, carrying your own pack toward the top, with dried, salty tears, bloodied, conquered fears, truly staying woke.
Thank you so much, Carol.